This is the Hawk Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
And head coach Toby Renz, after joining his team for the award ceremony, comes over and joins us. And coach, congratulations on a really good tournament play by your team.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm very pleased overall with the weekend. Took a lot of focus, especially to win all three matches, 3-0. Very, very happy with the team there. And I actually I owe them a few miles now. They had a little incentive before the tournament, and you know, a little extra motivation if nothing else. And I just said I felt like we were the favorite coming in, and if we take care of business, we should be winning 3-0. And they said if they do that for every win, I would run a mile. And now they can be the enforcer. And you know, all preseason I've been pushing them and challenging them training wise. So now I got 3 miles to log this coming week.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be a 3 miles well worth it after the way this
team played. Absolutely. I'll think of them every step of the way.
North Carolina A&T, this was a tough matchup. You did win 3-0, but this was a very scrappy team, and your squad had some difficulties with them.
Yeah.
Talk me through this game.
I really have to hand it to A&T because I think they came out with a good game plan, and they were just going to keep the ball in play, and they took whatever, you know, our defense gave them. They challenged our block a little bit. Our block was a little sloppy. I thought we cleaned it up a little toward the end of the second set and in the third set too. But they challenged our blockers quite a bit, and then they kept the ball in play. They just didn't make any unforced errors. And certainly in the second set, we gave them like 13 or 14. I wouldn't say complete freebies, but you know, kind of a little bonehead play here and there, and hitting the ball in the net or out of bounds, and service error, ball handling error, and that really kept them in it and let them off the hook too much. But very pleased with how we closed out the second set, even though we weren't playing our best. I thought the last 7 points in particular, we were exceptional, really good focus, and I really got to hand it to the players there because they pulled through in a clutch situation.
Zuzana Andruskova, we talked about her earlier when we talked to you after the Delaware State game. She wins tournament MVP. She played an outstanding game here against A&T as well.
Yep.
Maybe not as impactful in the big scheme of things, with Lucia Bobic really stepping back up and seemed to getting back in her swing. But before I ask you about Lucia, talk about Zuzana and her entire play throughout this tournament.
Very good. You know, she's definitely kind of the workhorse of the team, and she's in there for 6 rotations, rely on her so heavily. You know, what I said earlier today is just like she does a very good job of focusing on the details stuff. She's always trying to be exceptional at serving, passing, and playing defense, and I think she did that again tonight. And then offensively, she brought a good component for us. And, you know, all three matches of the weekend, that's exactly what she did. And she showed up and at a high level, too, in all three of those matches, and very, very worthy of the tournament MVP as far as I'm concerned.
And we very much agree. Zuzana was an absolute joy to watch throughout the weekend. She did so many different things, and it was a lot of fun watching her play.
She's kind of the silent assassin. You know, she's very focused, not so vocal on the court, but she's always on her game, and I always kind of know what I'm going to get out of her, and I, as a coach, you really appreciate that. You know, you don't have to sweat it too much.
And Jasmine, during our broadcast, brought up her high volleyball IQ, and we could see that on display. She played so well and really was able to make snap decisions so quickly.
Exactly.
Talk about that playmaking ability for her.
Yeah, a number of times. You know, so often I think at this level they think they just have to pound the ball as hard as they can, but that's exactly what her strength is. And, you know, I definitely remind her of it every once in a while, and not necessarily in the game situation, but in practice. Like, you know, her strength is her vision. I think she sees the court really well. She sees the block. She sees the defenders. And she makes really good split-second decisions, like you said, based on that, what's in front of her. And that's been one of her strengths, and I'm really pleased with how she's really seems to get better and better every day, last week to this week, true. And not just with Zuzana, but what I'm sensing is like teams really can't commit to just one player. You know, last week Lucia was really on, and then they committed to her a little bit, and then other players around her really stepped up, and then she found her game again here in this third match. And I think that needs to be our strength all season. You know, last weekend Elena Polk was very high hitting percentage. She hit over 400 and ended up being the MEAC player of the week. So our medals have done it for us. Our pin hitters have done it for us as well. Defenders and Angela playing in the libero spot, coming through very clutch. I think in this match, I mean, she's played almost every point, well, every single point essentially of the weekend. And she seemed to be at her best last weekend and this weekend in the final match, and really dialed in, passing well, playing some really good defense and extending rallies for us.
Next weekend brings another tournament here on the home court, starting with North Carolina Central on Friday. Talk about your preparation this week heading into next weekend.
You know what? On so many levels, I think we're going to have to step it up. I think the competition is going to get better. And I think the good thing is this crew, I think, should have a lot of confidence right now from the last two weekends. I think we're off to a phenomenal start, and it's really, they're worthy of the praise because they've done what I've asked, and I think we're doing a really good job of executing our game plan when we go into matches. But it's going to have to be at a different level, definitely going into next weekend based on the competition.
Well, certainly looking forward to seeing this team continue to progress and seeing
Thank
what
you.
They can do next weekend.
And hey, I got to challenge everybody out there. This is a pretty fun group with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. So, you know, it's one thing to listen on the radio and follow us, but if you have a chance to come out and watch one of our matches, I think you're going to kind of fall in love with them, their character and their heart and their winning desire as a group. It's fun to watch.
Absolutely. And as the semester gets going in, it'll be fun to see more and more people work their way in here, especially with the buzz this team is starting to create.
Yep.
Very fun to watch. And Coach, it's been a joy talking to you this weekend. We look forward to talking to you again next weekend.
Likewise. Thank you.